Saint Felix of Cantalice was born on the 18th of May, 1515, to poor and peasant parents Santi and Santa Pori in Cantalice, Apulia, Italy. Now as a boy, he tended to cattle and later became a farm laborer in all of his years of working on a farm, since both of his parents were poor farmers. Now the hard work did not make Saint Felix of Cantalice harsh and worldly minded, as sometimes happens, but he was gentle and kind towards everyone. When he came home at night, all tired out, he spent much time in his little room, engaged in prayer, to which for that matter, he applied himself also while at work. Now it grieved him that he could not attend Holy Mass on weekdays. He would indeed have gladly consecrated his whole life to the service of God, but he could see no way of carrying out his desire, until one day, an accident showed him the way. Saint Felix had to break to the plow of a team of young oxen that were very wild. Now when Felix had tried to stop them, they ran him down, dragging the sharp plowshare across his body. Those present ran to the scene, certain that they would find the man dead, but Felix got up unharmed, with only his jacket on, though he went straight to his employer and begged to be released from his service. Now the little he possessed he gave to the poor, and went to the nearest Capuchin convent, where he humbly begged for admission, and, after careful trial, his request was granted. Now in Rome, Brother Felix became a familiar sight, wandering barefoot throughout the streets with a sack slung over his shoulders, knocking on doors to seek donation. He received permission from his superiors to help the needy, especially widows with many children. It is said that his begging sack was as bottomless as his heart. Brother Felix blessed all benefactors and all those he met with a humble Deo Gratias, which translates to thanks be to God, causing many to refer to him as Brother Deo Gratias. Now Felix was so successful in his work that during the famine of 1580, the political leader of Rome asked the Capuchins if they would lend Felix to them so he could collect food and provisions for the entire city. The Capuchins agreed and Felix embraced this new task. He preached in the street, rebuked corrupt politicians and officials, and exhorted young men to stop leading dissolute lives. He also composed simple teaching canticles and arranged for the children to gather in groups to sing them as a way to teach them the catechism. Now he also developed a reputation as a healer. As he got older, his superior ordered him to wear sandals to protect his health. He was even asked to take some time off from his work so that he could be relieved of all of his difficult tasks. But however, Felix refused. He died with a cheerful countenance while catching sight of the Mother of God, who invited him to the joys of paradise. It was on the feast of Pentecost. Saint Felix of Cantalice, pray for us.